T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Giving Tuesday once again, and we want to make sure that you're aware of, not just some of the charities that are out there doing great work right now, but some of the not-for-profit groups, museums, cultural institutions that are really taking a hit right now. Their attendance, of course, people can't come and visit them the way they normally would, and with attendance comes donations. And so this is really going to be damaging to a lot of groups that are out there. So today I wanted to bring back one of the groups that was kind enough to host us for a read on the road a few months ago, the Pamplin Historical Park. And Colin Romanek is the director of marketing for Pamplin. And Colin, I'm really glad to have you on the air today. I guess you guys are completely shut down?
Well, yes. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure.
Like a lot of the other museums, cultural institutions across the Commonwealth and the country, or even the world at this point, we've had to close our doors to the public. But I think what a lot of folks don't realize is you can't just throw off the light switch and lock the door and walk away.
Yeah.
In our case, we have a 424-acre park. We have 3 original historic structures. You know, we have animals that have to be taken care of daily. Obviously, the artifacts have to be climate controlled and taken care of. And then with the 424 acres, we have 2 miles of the original earthworks from the Breakthrough Battlefield, but we also have 5 miles of trails. So there's environmental concerns and, of course, security that we have to maintain. So these are operations that have to continue, even though we're not open to the public. And for the spring, it's particularly bad for cultural institutions of all different genres because it is the large season for school groups to come out for their field trips and kind of get those in before the standards and learning tests take place. And normally I'd be able to walk out of my office from our building and hear hundreds, if not 1,000 kids at one time at different locations within the park. And of course, now there's a silence. They're not there because of the schools being closed, all field trips being canceled, which financially is devastating.
That's my next question. I mean, you don't want the kids to lose out on the opportunity to learn this important part of Virginia's history and American history. But then from a practical standpoint, what does that do to you all with your bottom line?
Well, for us, in reality, it's about half of our revenue is made with the school groups in the spring. Of course, we have walk-in groups, but we're I guess you would consider a middle-sized museum, but a premier museum nationally, because we bring in school groups from Alaska, from California, literally from across the country that come and learn not only about our Civil War history, but the enslaved population in Virginia. We document that. We have original slave quarters here. So we were actually inclusive. You hear a lot about museums having to change their narrative to be inclusive. We started out 25 years ago that way. We have the Hart and Mrs. Hart at the Hart Farm, which is one of our historic structures that's still here, and we tell her story. And it's difficult because we have such a loss that can't really be made up, and then the unknown of when is this going to end, when is the social distancing going to be pared back to where it's safe and we're able to actually have folks in inside the museum and inside the park, and to be able to bring back the hopefully the education programming in the fall, because we have a unique situation where transportation is a challenge for a lot of the schools, physically from having the buses or paying for motor coaches to actually bring the students out, and of course out of state is even more of a challenge. And that's why we offer the A. Wilson Green Scholarship Fund, where we can supplement some of those costs and offset the cost for them to be able to come on these field trips and learn about multiple, you know, facets of the park. We do agricultural demonstration gardening throughout the year, which we're getting ready. Actually, just planted quite a bit of that. So it's something where it's really a shame, like you say, from an educational standpoint. A lot of folks are at home, but being able to come to any cultural institution or historic home, it places the students in that environment. And that's really something that with, you know, online and virtual tours or doing something in the classroom, I think that's why a lot of the teachers come out, in addition to our programming really tackling some of the harder hitting issues around slavery and leading up to the American Civil War.
Colin Romanek is the director of marketing at Pamplin Historical Park, and if you've listened to the show for the last 2 years, you know we did a great Read on the Road show there one Friday several months ago. This is kind of a sensitive subject, Colin. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this. You guys survive this, don't you? I mean, 60 or 90 days without the students coming, you don't go bankrupt here, do you? Or are you worried about that?
We'll survive, but, you know, we've had to, in addition to losing all of the school groups coming out, you know, we do weddings, we do facility rentals. Of course, those have been lost during this time. And, of course, the walk-in visitation that we would also have. And we've also, this was a big year, we had 40 events planned. 19 of those have had to be canceled, and we only had two that we could actually move into the fall, which is where everyone else is trying to do the same thing and kind of move events where they can. But again, it's, you know, how long is this going to go on? How large is the impact going to be? Our foundation, of course, with the stock market situation as well, is not able to give us the contribution probably going forward that we're going to see. And you hear about the bounce back and how things may come back quickly, but when you're looking at the job loss numbers, obviously, I think we're skeptical of that. And of course, we're looking long term, and certainly it's going to impact this whole year. And I would imagine that it's going to be through most of next year.
Yeah.
And that's if things can get back to some sense of normalcy within a few months, like you're saying.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm online right now looking at your website. It's pamplinpark.org, PAMPLIN, pamplinpark.org. And it explains the park. If you missed our live broadcast from Pamplin Park a few months ago, you can find out about the really interesting sites that are in this location and the world-class museum that's just so fantastic. And I encourage you, if you are in a situation where you're comfortable, you know, you feel confident that you're okay. I don't know how many people are nodding their heads saying, that's me right now. But this is an opportunity to look at some of the cultural institutions around Central Virginia that perhaps you've had an opportunity to enjoy over the last several years, or maybe you've wanted to stop by and offer a donation to try to, you know, help keep these organizations going during this difficult time. And we wanted to showcase one of those institutions right now, Pamplin Historical Park. And Colin Romanek, the director of marketing, you know, stay in touch. I hope we'll get through this pretty soon and you can get the doors back open, especially you know, for those outdoor displays where maybe the intensity of the fear of the virus won't be as significant. That may be a first step towards getting back to some semblance of normalcy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Everybody can visit the website. We have that join donate button, and they can, you know, look through there. We also have a COVID-19 page as well, so they can keep updated with us also on social media with kind of where we're at, and hopefully an announcement where we'll be reopening soon.
I sure hope so. Thanks, Colin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.